Team high 20 points. He and Lillard have carried the load for the Bucks tonight, scoring 39 of Milwaukee's 81 points. Here's a magic number stat for you, Justin. The Bucks this season, when Giannis and Dame combine for at least 55 points, 9-0. When they are under that number, 5-6. So closing in. First free throw misses from Giannis here. You've got this questioning.
I was,
you're checking my math or something like that.
I was
that.
Trying to do the math, and yeah, it checks out.
Thank you. I get nervous when I see your eyes go to the corner
stat.
Like, yeah. Where did I go wrong here on this one?
Just poor math on my end. Of, oh, yeah, 5-6 is 11.
Well, with me, you never know. Here comes the second free throw. It's good. Giannis goes 1-for-2, and the Bucks lead by 8. 82-74. New York goes the other direction with it now into the front court. Randle will hand it off top of the arc to Barrett. R.J. Barrett defended by Middleton. Little stutter step, going to pull up, hand in his face. Misses that one well short on the closeout from Lopez. It goes to Beasley. Now to Giannis. Giannis hands to Beasley. Beasley fires away from three. Missed it this time. Rebounded by R.J. Barrett. New York will go the other way. He's into the front court. Picked up by Middleton, top of the arc. Around the screen, goes into a crowd. Put the ball up. Lost it. Picked up off the deck, though, by Randall. He'll feed Brunson. Brunson trying to shake the defense from Beasley. Stays with him nicely. Back to Brunson. Brunson turns the corner on Beasley. That runs him into Lopez, but he got the shot off before Brook could get in his way enough to alter it. So nice play there from Brunson, who's got 17 now, 15 points in the first half. He was just 7 of 15, though. Picked it up late, though. Lillard flicks the pass into the corner. Lopez alone, and he rips the cords from three-point range right in front of that New York Knicks bench. 13th three-pointer of the night for the Bucks on 20 tries. Both teams continue to cook, shooting well over 50% each. The Bucks now 65% for the game. Randle shakes the defense from Giannis, but then runs into Lopez, who's going to get called for the foul on the attempt at the block. And you're not going to believe this, but Brook does not agree with the call.
It's a tough call because Brook contested it pretty well.
He's got a point on that one.
I think it was just that his hands didn't remain 100% vertical, but also Julius Randle out of control.
I got to go with Brook on this one. I just saw that replay. I mean, Randle was the one initiating contact. Is the free throw's good? I mean, he was leaning into Brook Lopez, and Lopez, you could say maybe they touched hips, but that was because Randle went into him.
I think it was a clean play as well. My point is more of when your hands start to lower down and you don't remain vertical, that just gives the officials an out to make the call, and I think that's what we saw there.
First free throw goes down for Randle, as the second one is perfect as well. Randle had missed his first shot of this game earlier here this quarter. He is 9 of 10 from the floor, 1 of 1 from 3, 8 of 8 now from the line. 7-point lead for the Bucks. Giannis fades and fires on the baseline. He leaves it short. Rebound knocked away from Brunson by Lopez, but it'll be out of bounds. Back to the Knicks. 8:19 to play. Third quarter action here at Fiserv Forum. Jalen Brunson into the front court trying to turn the corner on Beasley. Puts up the shot. Bounces a couple times on the rim. Wouldn't drop. Lopez comes away with a rebound as he sinks his talons in before handing to Lillard. Now to Giannis. Giannis draws contact. Puts the shot up. No good off the window, but he will go to the free throw line for two shots.
It's only been 4 minutes, but the Bucks so far have done a very good job of defending without fouling in this quarter, and they've been the team that has been finding a way to draw those fouls and get to the line.
You know, the other job I've done a nice piece of work with was after those four early turnovers in this game. They've only committed three since. Two free throws on the way for Giannis at the stripe, where tonight he has gone 3 of 5. Mentioned his line coming into this game. Had made 16 of his prior 17 free throws going back to the Miami game. And he'll rattle this one through. One game removed from passing Elgin Baylor for fifth all-time in the NBA with 109, 30-10-5 games. 30 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists after he passed Kareem the game before with his 107th. That's kind of his area of expertise. As he misses short on the second free throw, the rebound batted out by Lopez back to Giannis. He'll get to Middleton, who steps into the three and buries it from straight away. Second chance points. The Bucks turn the table on the Knicks. Biggest lead of this game now. First time it's been double digits. Brunson tries to quiet the crowd, can't hit, and the rebound knocked out of bounds by New York. 11-point advantage with the basketball now, and 7:45 to play here in this third quarter. Milwaukee has come in pretty darn locked in throughout this game tonight. This has been a good showing. We've been waiting for 48 minutes or even something close to it. Bucks have been turning it on late in the fourth quarter. Tonight they've been strong throughout. Giannis to the free throw line, tried to thread it to the corner, but it was deflected out of bounds by the ball hawking defense of Jalen Brunson. Goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Bucks. 10 to shoot, 7.5 to play in the third quarter. 89-78 advantage for Milwaukee as Middleton lobs up to Giannis, who sends it down with a two-hand jam on another alley-oop. Oh, the rim's going to feel that one tomorrow. Timeout, Knicks. 7:27 to play here. We're in the third quarter. 91-78 Bucks on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. So you want to be
a warrior? Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask No Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Point lead for the Bucks. Still a world of time to go on this one, but with 7:27 to play here in the third, Milwaukee playing its best basketball so far tonight now on a 16-6 run to start things here in the third quarter. We're brought to you by tickets at Ticketmaster. Make more memories live with Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Bucks and the NBA. All right, Justin, as Milwaukee has embarked on this big run to start things in the quarter, what have you liked most?
They've been connected defensively, and I think the big thing is they've avoided the fouls. We've seen a handful of those shots in the mid-range. The issue the Bucks ran into in the first half is not only would the Knicks score on those were the shots they were fouling them on. Here they're saying, if you make it, you make it, but we're not going to foul you.
Can the Bucks have a rare lopsided game? Each of their last six games have been within 5 points in the final 5 minutes. They've been very good in clutch time, as we've talked about. 75 points in those 56 clutch possessions in that time, which is remarkable. But we're hoping we don't have to reference that number again here tonight. They can just take care of business. Beasley gets called for a foul as he was putting full court pressure onto the backcourt. That'll be a second as they inbound to Brunson. A little more toe compression here this time from Beasley. He backs off. Brunson out there along with Grimes, Barrett, Robinson, and Randall. Hands it off to Barrett. Barrett working on Middleton. Hands off last moment inside to Robinson. He was blocked at the rim, or at least altered heavily by Lopez. Bucks running the other way now. Giannis has it left elbow. Passes off to Lopez. Lopez through some contact. Lays it in. Off the glass. Brook Lopez on the drive. And the Bucks continuing to pour it on to start things here in the third. An 18-6 run now. Brunson the other way. Top of the circle. Passes near wing left to Randall. Randall's defended by Lillard. Puts it on the deck. Stops at the free throw line. Looking to pass it. Spins. Nowhere to go with it. So he'll send it to Barrett now on the near side in the corner. Defended by Lopez. R.J. Barrett going laterally around Lopez. Lopez was just trying to make sure he got his money's worth on that foul, and it's a good thing because he knew Barrett had gotten around him. For Lopez, that'll be his second, and it'll be free throws for Barrett. Pretty amazing to think these teams are going to play each other three more times after this, and they've already played. And look, they're going to have played four times before the new year.
Yeah, I was going to say four of those are going to come basically right up to Christmas Day, with Christmas Day being the fourth of those.
It's almost like a playoff series.
Well, and, you know, the other amazing part about this in-season tournament, you got five games against the Knicks, and you're going to play five games against either the Pacers or the Celtics, which looms large if you need it with those tiebreakers for seeding.
Was it only three against the Celtics?
I saw four on the schedule.
Let's double-check that. Barrett makes the second free throw after he made the first. For some reason, I want to say it was three games this year with the Celtics, but I could be wrong on that. So both free throws go down. It's a 13-point game now. And now Milwaukee with it on the other side. Middleton tried to feed it to Giannis. He couldn't control it. It bounced off his leg. It goes right to Robinson. And now the Knicks nine trying to chisel into that depth a little further. We've got a whistle and another foul as it's going to send Brunson to the line. This has been New York's saving grace tonight. Free throw shooting. Not only volume, but accuracy, where they have gone 21 of 22 from the line for a Knicks team that came into tonight, shooting it the third worst in the league at 74%. But tonight, they have been locked and loaded from the stripe. First of two is on the way and good for Brunson.
And just as we said, the Bucks have done a good job of defending without fouling. Now the Knicks with four quick free throws in the, 2 minutes that we've seen since then.
Yeah, you got to own that one, Justin.
Yeah,
Chris.
I'll take that. But it is four against the Celtics. So if that's who you end up playing, unfortunately, on Friday, five games against the Celtics.
Second free throw misses. Wow, that is remarkable. Of the teams you may not want to play five times, they might be on the list. Here's Milwaukee with the basketball on the other side of things. Lillard's got it. He has the ball knocked away before he regathers on the left side. Step back three on the way. It was contested, and this time it misses long. So New York going the other way. They're into the front court. Julius Randle is left of the lane, defended by Giannis, trying to bang his way in on Giannis. A couple head fakes. He's going to fade and fire, and there is the first field goal for the Knicks. Over the last couple minutes. They've had just one prior to that one over the last 5 minutes. And that shot pulls them back to within 10. Giannis the other way draws contact. He's going back to the line as he went down the left side of the lane. His bank shot missed, but Giannis is starting to find his way to the stripe more, and that's a good thing for the Bucks. He is 4 of 7 tonight at the line. He's got 24 points. And a very efficient 10 of 13 from the floor. So Giannis will go through the motions on the first of two free throws here after he was fouled by Julius Randle, who was whistled with his third foul. And the Knicks now with three team fouls. First shot is up. Bounces front iron, then to the side iron, and rolls off. Last lead for the Knicks was with 5 seconds to go in the first quarter. 35-34 game at that point. It was 14 lead changes in. There would be one more before the close of that quarter. 15 lead changes in the first quarter. But since then, the Bucks, I don't want to say seized control in the second quarter because it stayed close. But The third quarter is where they've really separated. However, Giannis misses both free throws here. Missed that one short. So the Knicks go in the other direction with it. Randall's trying to back his way in on Giannis. Poked it free for a moment, but now he knocks it away the second time, and this time it'll get away from Randall. Outlet feed from Beauchamp to Giannis, and he will put it down with a two-hand dunk. Giannis the steal, and then Giannis the score. Randall on the other side was not going back the other direction, so it left him down behind the defense. He took a pass and then was behind the defense and drew the foul and laid it in. So he's going to go to the line for a chance at the three-point play, and ultimately, despite turning it over for not running the floor, his reward is a chance to be a net gain of one. Hartenstein comes into the game. He'll replace Mitchell Robinson. Robinson has not had big numbers tonight. Just four rebounds to go with his 2 points, and that's on the heels of a game that saw him put up a season-low four rebounds his last game. Randall misses the free throw, a rare miss for the Knicks at the line tonight. So Milwaukee goes the other direction with it. Giannis going to pull up straight on three, and he buries it from straight on. Comes away flexing his biceps. Three-pointer for Giannis. That puts him at 29 points now. Brunson the other way. Finds the opening and lays it in up close on the other side. Bucks go the other direction with it, leading 98-87 now. Lillard attacking down the lane. Puts the shot up and in off the window using the right hand. Damian Lillard slithering through the defense there to get to the cup. He's got 21. Brunson the other way. We'll get it to Randall. Randall on the right wing. Defended by Giannis in the crouch. Going mano again. Mano a mano. Corkscrewing a couple times. This time he slips free of him but couldn't finish the shot. Portis comes away with the basketballs. He was fighting for it. Knocks it away from Randall but out of bounds off of Bobby. It'll stay with the Knicks. That's a fun matchup to watch in that ISO with Giannis defending Julius Randall, who is putting up, again, we mentioned it, really big numbers of late for this team. He was plus 53 in three games last week. And for those scoring at home, that's good. Here comes the inbound pass. Josh Hart to send it. We'll get it to the corner where Quickley's got it. With a right-hand dribble, crossing over, bounce pass left of the lane to Randall. Julius Randall hands the ball to Brunson. Brunson slings it back out top. Randall attacks inside, lays it off the window with a foul. So Julius Randle really putting his team on his shoulders here tonight. He's got a chance to make it 34 points in this game with this free throw attempt, and he has been efficient. 33 points on 12 of 15 shooting, 8 of 9 from the free throw line. He's also got 5 assists and 6 rebounds.
And that's a play Giannis can't contest that aggressively. Julius Randle's just a 30% three-point shooter. You got to make him hit that shot.
Porters was called for the foul. Free throw is good. Randall, they'll tell you, he had that ankle surgery in the offseason, threw him off his rhythm, and that's one of the reasons he started with a historically bad start to the season. Last time the Bucks saw him was the last of those 6 games where he was shooting historically bad numbers. Beasley pulls up, and he rips the cords on a three-pointer from the top of the arc. Malik Beasley with his third Michelob Ultra 3. Pass goes inside on the other side. Hartenstein passes it off now to Hart to Randall. Randall goes bowling over Giannis. No whistle. Something had to have happened there as he lays it in. I mean, whether it's a block or a charge, fans voice their frustration. Oh, he extends the arm. That's a charge. Replay. They just showed it. Yeah, good night. Giannis right of the lane. Oh, what a move. Takes it in on Hartenstein. Couldn't finish it this time, though. Ball hangs on the rim. It's on the deck. Giannis dives after it. Gets it. Now feeds it off of one of the Knicks players and out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bucks with 1:03:07 to go in the third of them. 103-92 game. Getting a little bit frenetic here. Lopez getting set to come in. He'll replace Giannis, who is leaving a little bit of skin on the floor there. So inbound pass will come from the far side where Damian Lillard will trigger it in. Gets it to Lopez, joined by Beauchamp, Portis, and Beasley for the Bucks. Beasley on the left side, bounce pass to Lopez. Lopez floats it up front iron, no good. Rebound picked up off the floor by Josh Hart. He will give it now to Randall. Randall ambles across the midcourt stripe. Now he's working on Portis. Lopez keeping a close eye. He turns around, missed the shot. Portis holds his own. Comes away with a rebound. Passes it to Lillard. Lillard, Amble on the other way now. Now he throws on the Jets. Works into the corner. Beauchamp moves to his left. Fires away from three. And he knocks it down. Marjon Beauchamp coming up with his second three-pointer on his many tries. Brunson on the other side. He loses the basketball. Poked away and picked up. Now Beauchamp goes the other way. He's fouled by Josh Hart. And the Knicks had one more to give. So it'll be Bucks basketball out of bounds. But a nice run for Milwaukee has put them ahead by 14 points. With 2:21 remaining. And by the way, Bucks scoring 95 points by the end of this third quarter. That means Bucks fans get that special treat from your favorite game day duo, Michelob Ultra and Quick Trip. Visit the Quick Trip app or bucks.com/ultraquick95 for details. They didn't just score 95.
I was going to say, I mean, what if we get to 135?
Well, 195, you know, with 195. Here comes A.J. Green coming in. Milwaukee has been absolutely torrid from beyond the arc tonight. 17 of 25 from three-point range. Inbound pass to Lopez. He's got it with 2:20 to go here in the third. Lillard, top of the arc. Try to pass it low. It was deflected by a couple players. Now, initially, it was Natalie Sago saying New York ball. Now she's going to stick with it. She had a little hesitation. Dante DiVincenzo the other way. We got a whistle and a foul on Lillard. He was trying to fight over a screen and in the process was out of position and got called for the foul. Fans have not felt the whistle has been reciprocal here tonight. So Dante DiVincenzo will step to the line. How about Dante? Mentioned tied his career high 7 threes last time out against Toronto as he hits the first. He is 11 of 16 from beyond the arc over the last two games with all 33 of his points coming from beyond the arc. And he hits the first free throw, hits the second. Going against the team that drafted him in the first round in 2018 with a number 17 pick. Here's Lillard. Takes it the other way in on Hartenstein. Got a piece of the shot, but Lillard stayed with it and got fouled on the next effort. He'll go to the line for two more with still 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. It is another super high-scoring affair here for a Bucks team that has crossed the 130-point threshold six times in the last nine games.
Well, and again, we keep beating this drum, but this is the importance of Damian Lillard when the opponent is getting to the free throw line. In the past, it was just Giannis that would do that for the Bucks.
Instead, Lillard sticks the first of two free throws on his seventh attempt of the night. 21.7 assists for Dame tonight. He's got another one coming. Lillard starting to climb up some of those all-time charts. He's got a chance to get into the top five all-time in three-pointers. Behind Kyle Korver right now as he hits the second free throw. He is eight away from Korver for fifth all-time. On the other side of things, quickly at the top of the circle, defended by Beauchamp around the Hartenstein screen. Going to fire up a three around that screen. Missed it short, but an offensive board goes to Hart. He'll send down top. Barrett misses the three. Rebound punched at a couple times up top. And ultimately secured by the Bucks. A foul going against New York. So Hartenstein going to get called for that foul. And that's going to send Milwaukee to the stripe on the other side. Bobby Portis will take the shots. I hope he didn't damage too many brain cells with that ball bash to his forehead. He gets that ball and he starts slamming it against his head. He usually does it when he's frustrated there, but he actually did what he was trying to do there. So he'll have two shots in front of him. First one's good. Justin, would you believe that is the first free throw attempt for Bobby Portis in 10 games?
I would not. I would believe it was the first free throw attempt for him in this game or last game as well, but 10 games, wow.
His second free throw is good. Started the season 10 of 17 from the line, but has now made 17 of his last 18 in the 13 games since, but 10 of them he hadn't shot. Quick quickly now takes it underneath. He'll hand off to Hartenstein. Puts up a shot, missed it badly off the back iron. The Bucks now lead 110-94. They are separating now. Late in this third quarter, could this be the elusive lopsided win for the Bucks? Portis pulls up, contested shot, and he hits it from 16. 112-1 to 94 on the other side. R.J. Barrett knifes his way down the lane and lays it in. With a minute to go now in the third quarter, Milwaukee's got it on the other side of things. Leading by 16, pass goes to Portis. Portis will get it out to Payne, back to Bobby. Bobby turns around, puts up another mid-range jumper. This time misses short. Hartenstein hooks the rebound before he passes it away to Barrett. Barrett going the other way. Drives into the paint. Passes the ball. It's deflected and into the hands of Beauchamp. Beauchamp got a 3-on-2. Goes to the rim. Through some contact, but couldn't quite finish on the layup. Knicks go the other direction. 5 points. Make it 5 seconds. About 6 seconds separating game clock from shot clock here. Quickly, he's going to work it down. 18 seconds to go here in the third. Bucks trying to dig in. Quickly, with three to shoot, takes it across the paint, puts up a contested shot off the back iron, no good. Rebound into the hands of Beauchamp. 3 seconds left. Now ahead to A.J. Green. Green got bumped. He won't get a shot off, but boy, it won't matter because another big scoring quarter for the Bucks. However, the defense digging in the third. 37-24. The Bucks outscore the Knicks in the third. They've got a 112-96 lead. Coming back in the fourth quarter, try to finish off the Knicks and punch their ticket to Vegas. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Menards has everything you need to power through the cold. Check out our great selection of MasterForce outdoor power equipment. The MasterForce 20-volt cordless snow shovel is powerful, efficient, and easy to use. Get yours now for $179.99. Clearing up snow has never been easier with a MasterForce 80-volt cordless snow blower. Its brushless motor is perfect for tackling the toughest winter conditions. An 80-volt cordless snow blower is available for $589.99. Good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Frederick.com to find out how.
We Energies, we're committed to building a bright, sustainable energy future. We're investing in clean energy projects like solar, wind, and battery storage. As a leader in the decarbonization effort, our goal is to achieve net zero carbon emissions from our generation fleet by 2050. It's part of our plan to provide the affordable, reliable, and clean energy you depend on. Learn more at weenergies.com.
We Energies, people you can trust, energy you can depend on. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To the fourth quarter we go. The Bucks with a season high, 112 points through three quarters here tonight. And oh, by the way, Justin Garcia, they are doing it against the stingiest defense in the NBA. The New York Knicks allowing fewer points than any team. That number figures to take a little bit of a hit tonight, though, for New York, with Milwaukee doing what they want when they want tonight. This is as good as we've seen this offense.
It's as good as we've seen them as a group. Yeah, that they've been very efficient. Obviously, the 68% from three is something you don't really think is sustainable, but their shots inside the arc have been efficient. They found ways to get to the free throw line as well, and 23 assists tonight on those 41 field goals.
Yep. But I'll tell you what earned them the separation. Mentioned it going into the break. 24 points allowed in that second quarter. What'd you see different defensively for the Bucks, keeping New York from scoring plus 35 for the first time in a quarter.
They were much more connected, and again, the first half of that quarter, they were not putting the Knicks at the free throw line. And you're just basically, with the exception of those two Julius Randle plays, avoiding the three-point play.
So New York starts with the basketball in front of another sellout crowd. Well, not officially a sellout yet, but it's a sellout. And it's not an easy, this is not your traditional sellout either, because this was one that had to be thrown together late, given the fact that these tickets weren't sold until a week ago when they found out they'd be hosting this game. Here's DiVincenzo launching up a three out of the timeout. He missed it, but Hartenstein's there for the rebound. Sends out top Josh Hart alone. They left him that way, and he makes him pay as he drills the three from straight away. Josh Hart had a huge third quarter last time out against Toronto when he had 15 of his 17 points. Here in the fourth, he gets his first three. Here's Middleton the other way. Passes left wing over to Campaign. Now to Giannis in the low block. Giannis spins around Hartenstein, takes it under the rim, and then tried to power it up, but couldn't get it to go. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Bucks. It's Knicks basketball. Still a lot of work to do for this Bucks team, leading by 13 with 11 minutes and 12 seconds to go in this one. This Knicks team with a basketball in the front court, handled by Hart. Hart will give it now to Hartenstein. Now a crossover move. R.J. Barrett spins into the paint. He puts up a pump fake, and then the floater is good. So Milwaukee going the other direction with it. Bucks 62 of their last 65 times they have led it after the third quarter. They have won. Going back to last year, here's a pull-up three. Portis misses it strong. That includes a 10-1 record this season when leading after three. Here's a drive down low. Hart couldn't get it to go, but Hartenstein's there for the rebound. Sends out three ball on the way, and this one misses from Barrett. It's a big miss. Had a chance to get some real momentum, but now they're going to steal it away from Payne as Hart passes ahead to DiVincenzo, and he glides his way in to lay it in. And that double-digit lead has been cut to one. 16-point lead is now 9. 7-0 run from the Knicks here in the fourth quarter with 10, 21 to go. Timeout Bucks. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Up.bucks.com.
Hey, Bucks fans, if you're ready to spark something new at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Milwaukee, you'll find the latest slots, table games, plus new dining, bars, and a luxury hotel. Light up your senses at Pottawatomie. Also presented by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. 10:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's a 112-103 lead for the Bucks, who have led by as many as 18 in this one. 16-point lead just a moment ago, but a 7-0 run now for the Knicks, as Bucks had to use a timeout here early in this fourth quarter. Talked about it a little bit earlier, Justin, but the top two fourth quarter teams colliding. Bucks plus 4.2 in scoring margin. Knicks plus 3.3 at number two. Something's got to give.
And the Knicks, that's been their defense that has been the reason for their strength. Whereas the Bucks, it's just been our defense does enough and we outscore teams.
So Milwaukee will go the other way. They are the top scoring team in the league in the fourth quarter. Chris Middleton's got it at the top of the arc. He's joined by Payne, Beasley, Giannis, and Lopez. Middleton takes it left of the lane, pulls up. Good look at mid-range jumper there for cash money. Middleton, he's got 12 points now with his 5 assists. 5 of 9 from the floor is Chris tonight in his 19 minutes. Knicks basketball on the other end. Here's quickly. Push shot on the way. Missed it from 14 feet. Thought he got fouled. Officials thought otherwise. Bucks ball going the other way. 114-103. Giannis races across the timeline just in time. Now he's going to take it right at Hartenstein. Got lost it going up, but regathers and passes to Beasley. Head fake from three. Now steps to his left, and he rips the cords from the near side. Timeout now from the Knicks. So Bucks answer a 5-0 run to answer the 7-0 Knicks run. 9:27 to play in the fourth quarter. Milwaukee 117, New York 103. Bucks trying to punch their ticket to Sin City. Back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Friedert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials, let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit Frater.com/cancer.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
With NBA League Pass, you get so much game.
Even regular season games?
Yep.
Even some of the in-season tournament?
Mm-hmm.
Can I watch home and away team broadcasts?
Oh, yeah.
Can I watch from my phone while I take a long bath?
Sure.
And if my team wins, can I stand up super fast and splash water everywhere and scream, yes, that's right!
Hey, could we get a normal fan for this commercial? Subscribe at NBA.com/League Pass today. Only select out-of-market games available and local blackout restrictions apply. Additional charges and other conditions may apply. Visit NBA.com/subscriber agreement for full terms and conditions.
9:27 to play in the fourth quarter. Bucks 117, Knicks 103. And since we're in the fourth quarter, time to highlight things in quarter number four of 2023. People should be focusing on insurance plans for next year. Network Health can help. Network Health makes insurance, health insurance, affordable and understandable. If you're looking for individual coverage, Medicare Advantage plans, or even coverage for your employees, visit NetworkHealth.com. They've got a plan for you. And we take a look at the fourth quarter numbers here in this one, where the Bucks have been outscored 7-5, but it was a 7-0 run to start the quarter for the Knicks. Bucks have since answered with a 5-0 run. Milwaukee 2-4 from the floor. Knicks 3-7 here in the fourth quarter. Second half, the Knicks offense has tailed off. They were keeping pace with the Bucks in a track meet of sorts. And I asked you going into the second half, does that favor one side? You got to think it favors the Bucks because they're able to maintain that rate. The Knicks, not so much, as we've seen. They've tapered off, but still a lot of work to be done. Knicks basketball in the front court with Quickly on the left wing. He's picked up by Lopez. Sends to Hartenstein, and he will ram it home with a dunk. Lopez tapping his chest saying, I missed that. Doesn't happen with a lot of frequency from the NBA's runner-up for defensive player of the year a season ago, Brook Lopez. Bucks have it on the other end. Middleton sends a skip pass over to Campaign. Back to Middleton. Middleton drives right side of the lane. Floater on the way. No good. Too strong from 8 feet on a contested jumper. Quickly the other direction now for New York. Good crossover. Gets past Beasley. Pushes another shot up. This time front iron. No good. Middleton away with the rebound. Quickly tonight, 1 of 6 from the floor. Middleton the other direction, defended by Quickly. Long cross-court pass to Payne. He sends it down low to Lopez, and he got fouled by Dante DiVincenzo. And if you want a photo of when the Bucks are at their best offensively, that kind of ball movement is it. You keep the defense going side to side, and then you go inside out. That's a handful.
Yeah, and especially when it's Brook Lopez, that you put so much attention on Giannis, his ability to get to the basket and finish there too. He can be the forgotten guy.
Middleton driving, dishing to Giannis. Giannis couldn't catch it, though. It bounced off his shoulder, and it's going to go back to New York on the turnover. Here's Julius Randle, sends it to DiVincenzo. Gets into the front court, whips it over across the court. Now they get into the corner where Quickly missed again. Mentioned it, Manuel Quickly has not had his shot working tonight. 1 of 7 now. From the floor, 1 of 4 from three. Giannis the other way. Stops at the free throw line, sends out top. Beasley, a head fake, sends another blow by on the defense, but missed the three. However, the rebound kept alive by Lopez, passes out. Beasley this time will stick it from the left side. Does a little shimmy step after the fact, too, as he puts his little patent jig on display once again. Malik Beasley, fifth. Three ball of the night. Another Michelob Ultra three. Puts the Bucks ahead again by 15 now. New York on the other side. 7.5 to play. Randle with a season high 36 goes into a crowd. Sends out. Gets it to DiVincenzo. Shot clock winding down. Has to turn around and throw up a desperation shot from just inside the half court stripe. It's an air ball. And the Bucks have it now. You can see that anaconda grip is starting to wrap around the Knicks right now. Starting to show a little bit of the effects of what has been just a dominant showing from Milwaukee, really from the start, offensively, never letting off the glass, or off the gas, and now the defense starting to dig in, too. Inbound pass from Middleton to Giannis in the second half. The defense has been trying to keep pace with the offense for the Bucks. It's a nasty combination. Giannis gets it to Beasley on the right side. Back to Giannis. He'll hand it off down to Campaign. Payne, top of the arc, flicks the wrist from three. It's an air ball, but right to Middleton. Middleton under the rim now working with five to shoot. Needs to get it off. Passes down low. Giannis with no time on the clock. Flips it up and in with the jump hook using the right hand. Good patience by Middleton to get it to Giannis there when he was being blanketed. Now DiVincenzo around the curl. Launches from three. Missed it. Goes tumbling down. Wanted a foul. Didn't get it. Bucks the other way. 122-105. 6:46 to go now in the fourth. Campaign tees up a three, and he connects from the left side. Timeout Knicks. Milwaukee has stretched it to their largest advantage of the game, a 20-point lead. Bucks now on what is a 13-2 run over the last 3 minutes and 21 seconds of this one, and all this coming with Dame Lillard on the bench since the 139 mark of the third quarter. This Bucks team is pulsing right now.
Yeah, and the defense looks much more connected. As we've kind of talked about all season long as you can get that group to the middle of the pack, where they're essentially just doing enough to keep you in the game, the offense continues to show those signs of becoming elite, you can outscore teams, especially in the fourth quarter with a guy like Damian Lillard. But tonight we've seen much more connectivity, and there's been those little plays we've talked about. Campaign made a big one where he set out to draw the charge on Dante DiVincenzo. That walled him off under the basket, forced the Knicks to reroute some things. Those are the types of things we've seen a lot of in the second half tonight.
Well, if you like those City Edition uniforms the Bucks are wearing tonight, we do, right? I think that's a pretty much a unanimous across the board.
I'm a fan of them, yeah.
Yeah, so if you like them, you can get them. 2023-24 City Edition is here. You can harness that electric energy from the Bucks 2021 championship run. Scan QR code, snag yourself all the items in this collection, or shop in person at the Bucks Pro Shop at Fiserv Forum or our new location in Bayshore. All that City Edition stuff, and got that speckled pattern on these uniforms here tonight. Kind of incorporating all the fans of Pac Deer District during that championship run. It's a cool look. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Randall, who has been the bright spot throughout tonight for the Knicks, rattles one through. He's got 39 now. Mentioned it, a season high for him tonight. Still way off his career high of 57, but he can fill it up. Lillard is out there now for the first time in the fourth quarter. Middleton's got it top of the arc. Step back three straight on. Missed it wide left this time. A rebound goes to the Knicks. 125-108 our score. Randall into the front court. He's defended by Giannis. Pick and roll action. He takes it to the cup. Missed it. Rebound pulled down by Giannis. He'll push it the other way for the Bucks. Into the front court. Goes banging into his man. Now has the ball poked away. Regathers. Sends it to the corner. Beasley all alone. He takes his time. And he laces another one. Shaking those hips after he knocks down his sixth three ball of the night. Malik Beasley has been shooting it better from distance on the road than at home, but not tonight. Here's Barrett. He drills the three from the right side on the other end. Beasley shooting better than 50% on the road. Came into tonight just 37% from three-point range at home. I say just. I mean, 37 is not too bad. Well, those numbers going to take a bump. Beasley tonight, 6 of 10 from 3. Giannis corkscrews through a couple defenders and lays it in with a right hand. And great freak, another 30-point night tonight. 33 points, his 12th 30-point game of the season. Brunson on the other side pulls up. He misses from the right elbow. And here comes Lillard the other way. 130 to 111, 4:51 to go now in the fourth. Dame tried to send a pocket pass to Lopez, but it was kicked in transit. Another 130-point game. Giannis and Lillard have combined for 66, make it 56 big ones tonight. 33 and 23, and what was the number I gave you? 55 for the Bucks. 9-0 when they score 55 points. Maybe 10-0 if they hold on tonight. Lillard's just adding to the tally. He puts a floater up and good from just inside the free throw line. Knicks going the other direction. 132-111. Brunson crossing over. He's got Middleton trying to stay with him as he circles under the rim. Comes to a stop, sends it to Julius Randle. Randle being harassed from either side. Has the ball knocked away. Gets it down low to Robinson, but he got fouled before. That's the first foul of this fourth quarter on the Bucks. That's something else that is notable after New York was living at the line through the first three quarters of this game.
Yeah, there was really only a couple of minute long stretch in the third quarter where fouls became an issue again. But by and large, in this second half, they have done an incredibly good job of defending without fouling.
Lopez is third there. And again, the first team foul for the Bucks. Only seen one team foul either way so far in the opening 8 minutes of this quarter. First free throw is good for, once again, Julius Randle. Again, the last time the Bucks lost to this Knicks team was November 5th, 2021, when Randle went off for 32. Tonight, he's now at 40 and add another one to the tally as he makes a second free throw. But that scoreboard tells the story. 132-113, Bucks all over the Knicks here in the second half. Lillard, bounce pass to Giannis. Spins, working on Randle, goes into the air, and he connects from the left baseline. Tough-looking shot there for Giannis trying to keep pace with Randle. He's got 35 now to go with his 10 assists and 7 rebounds. Chance to get potentially a second straight triple-double. Ball goes into the backcourt behind Brunson. It's a race for it. It goes out of bounds all the way to the other side. And Milwaukee's going to have it with 3:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. And it appears that the table has been set for the first ever in-season tournament semifinal game against the Indiana Pacers, who are waiting the winner of this game tonight. Lillard, catch and shoot three, and he drills it from the left side. Fading and firing, Dame Lillard with his fifth three ball on seven tries. He's got 28. Everything's going down now for the Bucks. Here's Brunson on the other side, a little teardrop. He gets it to fall. Somebody might want to remind the Bucks that scoring margin no longer applies in the in-season tournament. They're playing like it does right now.
It almost feels like they're taking out a little aggression at this point.
Lillard feeds to Lopez on the right wing. He gets bumped, and there's the foul on Robinson, who has played a minimal role in this game tonight.
One offensive rebound so far for Mitchell Robinson, and Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson, their numbers are basically inverse from the first matchup.
Robinson's averaging 10.7 rebounds a game. He's had just eight now in the last two games combined. Giannis pulls up, trying to stretch his range, misses from 17, rebound tipped by Lopez to Middleton, though, and Middleton takes it down the lane and floats it up and in with a left hand. 139-115, Bucks pouring it on. Brunson trying to get a little back, puts the shot off the window and good with a foul. So Brunson has not had his shot working tonight. 0 of 5 from 3, 9 of 21 from the floor before that shot goes. Still got 24 points to show for it. Jericho Sims going to come in for the first time tonight, replacing Mitchell Robinson will take a seat. Fans starting to chant the familiar Stanley Cup playoff refrain, "We want the cup." I love it. NBA Cup will be decided on Saturday evening in Las Vegas in the finals. Eastern Conference semifinals, 2 o'clock local time in Vegas, 4 o'clock here in Wisconsin. Free throw misses from Brunson. That'll be on Thursday, of course, the semifinals. 139-117 lead for the Bucks. Giannis feeds out top. Lopez going to cast up another three. This time misses wide left. Bucks have hit a season high, I believe, 32 or 22 three-pointers. Here's a drive on the other side. And Lopez gets called for the foul. So Randall's going to go to the free throw line. Or check that, Barrett. So those 22 three-pointers tonight ties the season high for the Bucks. Lopez was trying to get that title outright for his group. Free throw is good from R.J. Barrett here.
22 threes, and they've done a good job of hunting the easy ones. They are 9 of 10 on corner threes in this game.
And then the above-the-break action has been in the hands of Damian Lillard. That's his spot. Both free throws go for Barrett. 139-119, and timeout going to be used by Griff here. Coach Griff's going to probably use this opportunity to take the starters out with 2.5 to play, put in some of those reserves. I suspect the same will be coming from Tibbs on the other side. Coach Tom Thibodeau, 65 years old, two-time NBA Coach of the Year, has not liked what he's seen tonight. His team came in riding a season-long three-game win streak, and they have run into a bit of a buzzsaw tonight in Milwaukee, and maybe a bit of a statement game for this Bucks team in front of a national audience. A lot of folks saying, all right, 14-6, yeah, but they have not had the style points until maybe this one here tonight, showing what they can be about when things are clicking for this group.
Yeah, that's why I said it almost feels like they're taking out a little aggression and that they're finally getting things to roll and flow in the way that we all envisioned they would eventually. Not saying it's there yet, but it does feel like the last couple of games that's picked up a little more steam with that chemistry and the ball movement, and tonight may have been the biggest breakout of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no question. I mean, for this group, 31 assists tonight again, a season best 61% shooting from the floor. But I mean, all you have to do when you're talking about that chemistry in the offense is look at the fact that these guys have put up better than 130 points now in what will be 7 of their last 10. Inbound pass goes to Campaign. He's going the other direction. A handoff to A.J. Green. Out top it goes. It's Robin Lopez on the floor for the first time in a long time. Campaign runner off the window. Kisses it up and in and good. 9 points now for Payne, who's hit four of his five on his 11 minutes of playing time tonight. 141-119. Now it comes to the near side. Working around. Zipping around on the outside. Ball knocked away. Thanasis comes away with a steal. He's racing the other direction. He'll take it to the cup and lay it in. New York just seeing that lead continue to grow for the Bucks. Three-pointer is going to miss from the corner. Charlie Brown couldn't hit. Season high, 143 points now for Milwaukee. Bounce pass, try to add to it. They get it off to Livingston. Chris Livingston had a shot blocked, gets it back, but now it's taken by Archie Diacono, another Villanova guy. They get it into the front court now. Ball taken away by Livingston. His pass off the shoulder of Athanasis, holds on to it, though, but then had it knocked away from behind by Brown, and it's going to stay with the Bucks. 121 to go. 143-119. Milwaukee with the 24-point advantage. Here comes the inbound pass. Payne gets it to Lopez. Robin will give it back to Cam. Pass it off now to Green. Back to Cam Payne. Thought about the three. Now he will let it rip. And he drills another one for the Bucks. 146-119. Milwaukee with a season high now. 23 three-pointers on 36 tries, by the way. That's 64%. Remarkable stuff. You want to bottle a little bit of this up. McBride leans back, and he knocks down a three in front of the Bucks bench. Inside of a minute to go, 146-122. Campaign the other way now for Milwaukee. Did not see Andre Jackson tonight, even though the rookie was cleared, dealing with that lower back tightness, maybe just trying to play it safe. Payne's going to pass it to Green. Green lets it fly. Three-pointer no good. Rebound is lassoed in by Thanasis. He'll send back out to Campaign. Now to Lopez. They dare him to shoot the three. He obliges, but misses strong. Archie Diacono the other way. Passes the ball off to McBride. Works it right wing. Brown's got it there, defended by Livingston. Around a two-man action, we got a whistle and an offensive foul. It's going back to the Bucks. And with the shot clock off, they can merely inbound and dribble this one to the finish line. Gets it into Payne. Cam will slowly take it across the timeline. A sellout crowd was treated to a good one tonight. The Bucks, a dominant showing to punch their ticket to the semifinals of this in-season tournament. Sin City, here we come. 146-122, the Bucks take down the Knicks, and they will now face the Indiana Pacers in the semifinals on Thursday evening from Las Vegas. This was a dominating showing tonight, Justin Garcia.
This felt like a long time coming for this group to look as connected as they did on both ends of the floor. Because, look, for as maligned as this defense was earlier in the season, it looks a lot different when the offense is scoring, as we've seen this group do for the last couple of weeks. So I think you've seen that comfort. And again, efficiency was just the story of the night, where you mentioned the high shooting percentage from the field and from three. They did a good job of hunting those easy looks and taking advantage of it.
Yep, they did. 146 points on the board, but in the second half, the defense was really able to dig in starting in that third quarter, and that was a big part of the success. It just looked like New York was trying to play a style of game that wasn't their style. They were trying to keep pace, but again, mentioned it, that had to benefit the Bucks coming into the second half, was the fact that they were playing their style of basketball, and it won out in the end as Milwaukee wins this by a final of 146-122, taking down the New York Knicks for an eighth consecutive time. That is the third longest win streak in the series' long history. And A.J. Green puts the headset on now. He scored 9 points, 3 of 4 from distance, part of that three-point shooting barrage. It was tonight a season-high 23 three-pointers. As a three-point shooting sharpshooter, my man, this is your kind of game, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we knew going into it just how much they, plug the gaps and really try and keep people out of the paint. So we're going to have a lot of open looks if we just, you know, played together and worked for good ones.
AJ, not only open looks, but we've seen the last couple of games, you adding to your game, taking some shots from Dame Lillard range.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you can hit a few from, you know, even deeper and extend that range, then it just opens up a lot more just for myself and other people as well.
For you guys, when you get into a contest like this and you start seeing those shots go down, this offense mentioned it, the last 10 games or so, we're saying, all right, is that chemistry starting to get there? It sure looks like it for you guys as you continue to score big points, 130-plus again for the seventh time in the last 11 games. Pretty remarkable stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I think just all the offensive threats that we have, as you can see, we've kind of, you know, figured out, you know, picking and choosing when guys go and who gets what.